Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Lou Henry Hoover. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives into the intriguing corners of the world's favorite online encyclopedia. In today's episode, we're embarking on a journey to explore the life of Lou Henry Hoover, an exceptional woman who was not only the First Lady of the United States during Herbert Hoover's presidency, but also a woman of many talents and significant accomplishments in her own right. So who was Lou Henry Hoover? She was an adventure seeker, a geology enthusiast, a philanthropist, and a champion for women's opportunities. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. To fully appreciate her story, we should start at the very beginning. Born on March 29, 1874, in Waterloo, Iowa, Louise Lou Henry was a trailblazer from the start. She grew up loving the outdoors, which was quite fitting for someone who would navigate life's terrains with such undaunted spirit. Fast forward to her college years at Stanford University, where she met her future husband, Herbert Hoover. They both shared a passion for geology, a subject that I'm sure many of you, our erudite listeners, would appreciate for its ability to unravel the Earth's deepest secrets. Can you imagine the excitement of attending Stanford's inaugural class and being the only woman to major in geology at the time? That was Lou Henry for you, always defying expectations. But her defiance wasn't just in academic pursuits. Lou was fluent in Chinese, a skill that came in handy when she followed Herbert to China, where he worked as a mining engineer. Their life abroad was anything but monotonous, with the couple even surviving the Boxer Rebellion in 1900. Throughout her life, Lou Henry Hoover was as multifaceted as the minerals she studied. But perhaps what stands out the most is her dedication to public service. As the First Lady from 1929 to 1933, she continued her involvement in numerous organizations. She was pivotal in expanding the Girl Scouts of the USA, advocating for young women to be independent, resourceful, and prepared. Values that, I must say, are as vital today as they were then. What are some values you learned during your formative years that have stuck with you? Share them with us. It's conversations like these that keep our community vibrant. Now, the life of a First Lady is never easy, is it? They're often in the spotlight and under the lens of public scrutiny. For Lou Henry Hoover, this was no different, especially during the onset of the Great Depression. Despite the vast economic challenges, she maintained her charitable work and used her position to encourage volunteerism and support those in need. This leads us to a thought-provoking question. How do we as individuals or as a society respond to those in need during times of widespread difficulty? It's something to ponder, isn't it? Lou's humanitarian efforts didn't end there. She spearheaded major relief drives during World War I and was involved with the Commission for Relief in Belgium, where her husband also played a significant role. Their work certainly raises the topic of the power couple dynamic in activism and philanthropy. Do you know of any modern-day power couples who inspire you with their joint efforts to effect change? But like all human beings, Lou Henry Hoover had her complexities. She was a First Lady during a turbulent time. Her tenure coincided with the early years of the Great Depression, and though she was a generous philanthropist, her projects sometimes received criticism for being out of touch with the grim reality most Americans faced. It's a delicate balance, isn't it? Maintaining one's principles while adapting to the rapidly changing circumstances around us. Lou's legacy is one etched with both grace and gusto. She showed us that a person could be gentle in demeanor, yet bold in action. Sadly, after leaving the White House, Lou and Herbert lived a comparatively quiet life until her passing on January 7, 1944. So as we wrap up today's episode on Lou Henry Hoover, I want to leave you with a few final thoughts. Her life was a testament to the idea that we can wear many hats, a leader, a caregiver, an explorer, and an intellectual, without being confined to just one identity. She challenges us to look beyond the titles and see the individuals in all their complexity and capability. It's a powerful reminder to embrace all dimensions of who we are and what we can contribute to the world. And with that, dear listeners, I encourage you to delve into the life of Lou Henry Hoover. Check out the Wikipedia article, reflect on her story, and maybe even share your thoughts with us. Who in your life embodies that Lou Henry Hoover spirit of adventure and generosity? Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. In our next episode, we'll peek into another fascinating chapter of history. Don't forget to like, share, and comment, as your engagement brings our explorations to life. Until next time, keep wondering, keep wandering, and most importantly, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Lou Henry Hoover. Thanks for listening. See you next time.